Well, a God morning to you. Welcome back to the God School. The purpose of the God School, unlike most of what's called the church, we as ambassadors deliver or make our best attempt to deliver the Word of God. And today, I want to attempt, with God's help, to put Christianity into perspective. For so much of the church speaks of what God, as your servant, will do for you in this life. And that does not line up or comport to the Word of God I want through many scriptures written over hundreds and yea, even 1,000 years, want to show you, you whom God has given eyes to see, and you whom God has given ears to hear, what true Christianity looks like. I want to begin in a Psalm of David, the 17th Psalm. Now, the text is rather long. The message is short. David says, hear the right. Hear justice, O Lord. Attend unto my cry. Give ear unto my prayer that goeth not out of feigned lips, that is, lips of deceit. Let my sentence come forth from your presence. Let thine eyes behold the things that are equal or right. Thou hast proved my heart. God, you know, Ezekiel tells us God gives us a new heart, one that can be touched. Thou hast proved mine heart. Thou hast visited me in the night. Thou hast tried me, and thou shalt find nothing. I am purposed that my mouth shall not transgress. Concerning the works of men, by the word of your lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Hold up my goings in thy paths, that my footsteps slip not. I have called upon thee, and thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me, and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindnesses. O thou that saveth by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee, from those that rise up against them. Jesus said, "In the world hateth you, but it hateth me first. Keep me as the apple of the eye. Hold me under the shadow of thy wings. From the wicked that oppress me, from my deadly enemies who compass me about, They are enclosed in their own fat. With their mouth, they speak proudly. They have now compassed us in our steps. They have set their eyes bowing down, crouching down to the earth. Like as a lion that is greedy of his prey, as it were a young lion lurking in secret places. Arise, O Lord. Disappoint him. Cast him down. Deliver my soul from the wicked, which is thy sword, from men, which are thy hand, O Lord, from men of the world, which have their portion in this life, whose belly thou fillest with thy hid treasures. They're full of children, and they leave the rest of their substance to their babes. Oh, the world says, look what God has done for me. Look how much I have. David's response to that kind of attitude. He says, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied, not with a belly full, not with great substance, not that which I can leave to my babes. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. In the very beginning of this book, which we call the Bible, God says, let us make man in our image, but let's continue with the Word. Go to Psalm 73. This is a psalm of Asaph. Asaph wrote many psalms. And he says, truly God is good to Israel, even to such as are of a clean heart. Remember, that which God said he would do is he would remove the heart of stone from men, that is, in our fallen condition, and give us a new heart, that of flesh, one that can be touched. But as for me, my feet were almost gone. My steps had well nigh slipped, for I was envious at the foolish, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked. Any of you ever felt that? This teacher certainly has. For there are no bands in their death. There's no pain. But their strength is firm. Or that is fat, that is, if you will, prosperous. They're not in trouble as other men. Neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride compasses them as a chain. Violence covers them as a garment. Their eyes stand out with fatness. They have more than heart could wish. They're corrupt and speak wickedly concerning oppression. They speak loftily. They set their mouth against the heavens, and their tongue walketh through the earth. Therefore, his people return again, and waters of a full cup are wrung out on them, and they say, that is the wicked, the proud, those who speak proudly, and they say, how does God know? And is there knowledge in the Most High? Behold, they are ungodly, who prosper in the world. They increase in riches. Verily, I have cleansed my heart in vain and washed my hands in innocency, for all day long I have been plagued. Look, this is a man of God. All day long I have been plagued and chastened every morning. If I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of your children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. You know, for over 14 years, we've been teaching God's word of declaring the good news, that is, the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is wherein a righteousness of God is declared from faith to faith. It's a positive message, but there is that which seems to have grabbed hold so much of this woke generation, even into the Church of Jesus Christ. And this 15th and 16th verses of Psalm 73 says, if I say, I will speak thus, behold, I should offend against the generation of thy children. When I thought to know this, it was too painful for me. Well, there's some truths of God that need to be declared, and we're doing it here at the God School. Until I went into the sanctuary of God, then understood I their end. Whose end? Those wicked, those whose bellies are full, those who have more than they could wish, those who say, God has given me this and that and the other thing. Look how God has blessed me. Those, we'll get to that. Until until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then understood I their end. Surely thou didst set them in slippery places. Thou castest them down into destruction. How are they brought low into desolation? As in a moment they are utterly consumed with terrors, as a dream. When one awakeneth, so, O Lord, when thou awakeneth, thou shalt despise their image. Back to Psalm 17, it says, when I awake, I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness, with thy form. Same word as when Moses beheld the similitude of God. God has a form. And David declares, when I wake, I shall be satisfied with thy form. Here in Psalm 73, it says, O Lord, when thou awakenest, thou shalt despise their image. It's a different word. It's the same word. It's shadow. It's vanity. Those who say, how does God know, and is there knowledge in the Most High? I'm delivering God's word here, folks, that you might be edified, that you might understand, that through that understanding, you might have joy in Jesus Christ and God's eternal purposes in him, wherein God has placed you, that is, in Christ Jesus. Paul's speaking in 2 Timothy, his last letter, tells us in the fourth verse, for I am now ready to be offered. The time of my departure is at hand. The Greek word is anoulousis. It is a word exclusively used for a ship laden to begin their voyage. Paul speaks like David did in Psalm 17 of death as a beginning, not an end, a beginning. We are called into God's eternal purposes. Yeah, I'm hesitating because I want you to chew on this word for a while. You know, Christianity, it's time versus eternity. And God has chosen for himself in Christ Jesus before the foundation of the world those and separated or sanctified those from the ones he did not choose. In the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, oh, that I had time to give it all, but I just want to look at this beginning in the 7th verse. It says, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels. You know, one translation, I love it. I think it makes the picture even more clear. We have this treasure in cracked pots. Well, here's a cracked pot speaking the word of God through the Apostle Paul. But we have this treasure in cracked pots that the excellency of the power may be of God and not of us. Paul speaks of, gives us a picture of Christianity here. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus Christ, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our body. For we which live are always delivered unto death for Jesus' sake. In one other place in his epistles, Paul says, I die daily. Oh, can we mean what we say when we pray the Lord's Prayer, or that which is called the Lord's Prayer, when we say, Thy will be done, not mine, your will, Father, be done. This is dying. That the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our mortal flesh. So then death worketh in us, but life in you, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore I have spoken. We believe, and therefore speak. Better translation is, according as it is written, I have faith. It's more than believe. And therefore I have spoken. We faith and therefore speak knowing. Knowing that he which raised up the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you, for all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many redound unto the glory of God, for which cause we faint not. But though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Not renewed tomorrow. Not renewed next week. Not renewed last week. Day by day. Grace of God. The unmerited favor of God. Paul says, troubled on every side, perplexed, persecuted, cast down. What does he say about all this stuff? He says, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment. For a moment compared to eternity. Worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. If you're troubled, if you're perplexed, persecuted, cast down, take this as a kindness of God, wherein we can run to God, our refuge, and keep grabbing hold of His promises. Now, the devil is very subtle. I'm not saying that in this life that God does not exercise loving kindness for ninth chapter of Jeremiah says, I'm paraphrasing. I don't have time to go to it today. Boast not in riches or in strength or in wisdom, but boast this, that thou knowest and understandest that God is he who exercises loving kindness and judgment and righteousness in the earth. For he delighteth in these things. But it's not to boast in riches or strength. Now, we're about to end our time on shortwave. If you want to hear the rest of this message, which I do believe is important for you to hear, go to thegodschool.com. Let's continue. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory, while we look not on the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, on a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. When I awake, I shall be satisfied with thy likeness. For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven, which is from God. If so, being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, being weighed down, being oppressed, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that wrought for us the selfsame thing, that is, our house, which is from heaven, is God, who also giveth unto us the earnest, the part payment of that which shall be paid in full. Therefore, we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in this body, we are absent of the Lord. For we walk by faith and not by sight. What's the message? Christianity proclaims death as a beginning. Not to be judged by the things which are seen, but by the very word of God, wherein we have put our faith in. To the Christian, death is a beginning. To the wicked, God shall despise their vanity. To he that is full, to he that has more than he could want, to he that speaks proudly, God shall despise their vanity. But we, who are chosen by God for himself in Jesus Christ, when we awake, we shall be satisfied with God's form. And that's the God School for today.